Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
Tuesday morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It's our top story at this hour. Protesters back at L.A. City Hall today trying to mix up their tactics to be as disruptive as possible at the city council meetings. Let's go live to the council chambers now. Check in again with our Craig Figner.
All right, this might sound unusual to you, but it is all quiet here in the LA City Council chamber. That doesn't mean all is well. This meeting was halted about 20 minutes ago. Council President Paul Krikorian said to the protesters that they would eventually be removed. He told the people who were in the chamber to be here, and it was about 50 of them, to be here for other items on the agenda, that they needed to leave. And he also told that to his council colleagues, let's leave, and they brought in the LAPD. So now about 20 officers with their helmets. A couple of them I see now with these green rifles that shoot out the beanbags are in here, and they're really staring down about 15 of these protesters who are remaining in the council chamber. About 10:55, they came over the loudspeaker, said that this is an unlawful assembly and that they have 20 minutes to leave the council chamber. They haven't gone anywhere. In fact, some of them kind of laughed as the announcement was read. And so we're on watch now to get to 11:15. That would be 20 minutes to see what happens. Do they leave? That has happened before. Or will they put up some type of resistance to LAPD as they are then ordered or allowed to enforce the order of the council president to remove these remaining protesters from the chamber? And if you're new to this, they are here protesting because they want no meetings until there are resignations from council members Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon, both of them not present at today's meeting.
Karen Bass, the mayor-elect in Los Angeles, says she is rushing to put together her transition team as she prepares to take over the mayor's job in just 3 weeks. She tells CBS2 she plans to deliver when it comes to declaring a state of emergency over the homeless crisis in L.A. on her first day in office.
Would essentially allow all of the departments to come together so that we can expedite things. We need to fast-track things. We need to move past the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy stands in the way. It takes so long to do anything here when it comes to development, and any developer will tell you that.
She also talked about the racism scandal, saying it's unclear if the city council can work if Kevin De Leon starts showing up to the meetings again. De Leon refusing calls to resign. Karen Bass will be sworn in as the first woman mayor of Los Angeles, just the second black mayor of the city. On December 12th, we will have full coverage here on KNX. Now, the L.A. County Federation of Labor has a new leader following the resignation of Ron Herrera after the recorded conversations, him and those three city council members, which included that series of racist remarks. Yvonne Wheeler taking over the post, elected as the new president of the organization, which represents 300 affiliated unions and more than 800,000 members. She's a longtime labor and civil rights leader, becomes the first black woman to head up the Federation. Well, watch parties were held right across Southern California bright and early this morning as Mexico took on Poland at the World Cup in Qatar. The game ended 0-0, scoreless. That's only because the Mexican keeper really saved the day, stopping a penalty kick. Mexican fans wearing the green and white colors of their team turning out in force this morning at a watch party held at the LAFC Stadium at Exposition Park. KNX was there, and some of the fans telling us this is an experience they would not miss.
It's an international sport beloved by the whole planet. It's something that brings us together. There's people from that like different teams in basketball and football, whatever, but we're here today united for the Mexican team.
It only happens every 4 years, so it's definitely worth waking up for.
And you're from LA?
Absolutely. We just won the championship too, MLS Cup.
Everybody's here celebrating, supporting the team, all friends, family. It's great.
Biggest sporting event in the world. Earlier in the day, there was quite a shock at the World Cup. Two-time winners, Argentina, beaten 2-1 by Saudi Arabia. Argentina's next game is against Mexico. You can bet they'll be hungry for a win after that loss to Saudi Arabia, which is ranked something like 51st in the world. Mexico and Argentina will square off on Saturday. California setting aside $25 million, this to pay for a series of guaranteed income programs across the state. This money will be split among seven pilot programs, with recipients getting between $600 and $1,200 a month for about a year. The money is meant to supplement a person's existing income and help make ends meet for them. Recipients will include people with low incomes, pregnant women, and young people who've aged out of the foster care system. Sightings of coyotes are on the rise in Carson. Since May, the Public Safety Department has held five meetings in different areas of the city to teach residents how to protect themselves, their pets, their neighborhoods from the animals. Public Safety Manager Ken McKay says the search for water is one factor attracting the coyotes.
Eliminate a water source, including your hoses that are attached to your house. If they're attached, they still have water in it, so detach your hoses because the coyote will chew through the hose just to get to that water, or any standing water, they're going to get there.
Now, the city is currently not considering trapping and killing coyotes because it can accidentally target other animals, including pets.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.